Welcome to Balance and Beyond, the podcast for ambitious women who refuse to accept burnout as the price of success. Here, we're committed to empowering you with the tools and strategies you need to achieve true balance, where your career, relationships, and health all thrive, and where you have the power to define success on your terms. I honor the space you've created for yourself today. So let's take a breath and dive right in. N-O. Two letters and a very, very small word that is so challenging for us to say. On today's episode of the podcast, we're going to dive deep as to what we make this word mean, why we struggle to say it without feeling guilty, and what is a practical, better alternative, a tangible strategy that you can start implementing that's going to allow you to say no to other things so you can start saying yes to yourself. Let's dive in. Joe, it's almost impossible for me to say no. I worry about letting people down. I worry about being selfish. I worry that they're not going to like me. And so I end up saying yes instead. Does this sound familiar? This is something I hear from women every single day. And it is right up there in terms of one of the top challenges that women are having. And it's something that is very often specific, I'm generalizing here, but to women. Often men don't have a problem saying no. And this is the first piece I want to share with you today is why is it so tricky for us to do? There's this complex web of conditioning, societal conditioning, gender conditioning, where as girls, we are brought up really, particularly those of us who were brought up in the 80s and 90s, we were still brought up despite having this I can take on the world, I can go to space, I can do everything. We still have to take care of people. We still have to look after others. And accusing a woman, particularly a mother, of being selfish is still one of the biggest insults you can throw at us. And what this does is this is one of the key reasons that so many women end up being some variation of a people pleaser. And by this, I mean, it's very difficult for us to put our own needs first. We want to say yes to everybody else because we don't know how to say yes to ourselves. What happens is as children, we are not ever really taught when we try to say no, but then we usually get in trouble if we don't agree with our parents or that we don't agree with the teacher. And again, there's this beautiful thing called guilt and shame that is heaped upon us on a very, very regular basis. And so what happens as we grow up, we start entering the workforce, and because we worry about what no means, and we'll get to that in a second, we end up saying yes to everything. And we're rewarded for that. We say yes for this project. And look at that, you know, we do a great job. We get praise. We get external validation. We say yes to helping bake cupcakes for the school fete because we believe that that's what a good mother should do. And it's like, oh my God, look at those cupcakes. Even though you stayed up till midnight swimming in resentment because you didn't want to do it and you're exhausted. And so society is built on women saying yes to everything. But the thing is, we're never allowed to say yes to ourselves. Now, the second piece I want to share with you is, so not only is there this complex web of conditioning that really makes it difficult for us to say no, it's something that we have to learn. When we say no, there's a whole lot of meaning that we put in it that makes it even harder to say. When you're a people pleaser, you want people to like you. And there is this deep ingrained fear in so many women that if I say no, that I'm not going to take that work, or no, I'm not going to bake cupcakes, or no, I'm not going to, you know, do X, Y, Z, well, then what are they going to think of me? Are they going to think that I can't cope? Are they going to think that I'm not capable? Are they going to think that I can't handle it all? Because we've somehow put this on a pedestal of being able to do everything and never asking for help. Yeah, sure, I'll do this. Yeah, sure, it is. It's as if it's, we've often used the term superwoman, but that doesn't mean saying yes to everything and everyone else. And in this quest for wanting everyone to like us, if we say no, this fear will emerge. So if we say no, well, what are they going to think of me? They can't think I'm going to cope. And then the great horror is, what if they don't like me? What if they don't think I'm nice? And then if they don't like me, here's where our caveman brain really kicks in. If they don't like me, then they're going to kick me out of the tribe. And if I'm kicked out of the tribe, I'm not going to be able to survive on my own because I'm living on the savannah because I've got my caveman brain here. Being part of the tribe was part of survival. So I'm now going to be kicked out of the tribe and I'm going to die. I know, I'm being dramatic, but this is what your brain is doing. And for so many women, if they do say no, it can literally feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. I cannot say no. And if we do happen to say no, what we will do is we will then heap shame and guilt on ourselves at the same time. So if I say no, I can't bake the cupcakes, then because of that fear of rejection, how about, even though this is all made up in our heads, guys, this is nuts, we will then secretly, or sometimes very overtly, guilt and shame ourselves, which means that we're wrong. So even when we say no, we feel like we shouldn't have. And how this plays out is we then worry that we've let someone down. And we worry that they won't like us. And we feel guilty because I should be able to bake cupcakes until midnight, even though I'm working full time with a big job and I have three children and it's winter sports season. Yes, it's absolutely crazy. And so we've become now chemically addicted to these emotions of shame and guilt. And then in some ways, because we then beat ourselves up if we say no, it's almost easier to say yes and swim in resentment instead and deal with the exhaustion rather than heaping shame on ourselves because we make it such a bad thing if we want to do anything for ourselves. So we've got these dual fears. We've got this fear of not being liked and we've got this fear of being selfish. And so I don't want to be either of those things. I don't want to be selfish, which apparently is what happens if I say yes to myself and no to somebody else. That's being selfish. And then I want to be liked. And the only way people are going to like me is if I say yes to everything that they ask of me. And the result of this is that we end up swimming in resentment, completely and utterly exhausted, and with nothing left in the tank for the people that we love. This is where it becomes completely nuts. This is where we've got it all wrong because there's nothing left in the tank because we've said yes to everyone else. And the person who misses out most in this whole experience is you. Because you're so afraid of being selfish, it becomes impossible to say yes to yourself. And by this, I mean yes to going to bed early, or yes to focusing on what you want instead of what somebody else wants. I've had clients I've worked with who, as an example, get Thai food every Friday night for takeaway and they hate Thai food. They really want Italian, but they've never been able to say, I want Italian because they're so worried that that's going to make them selfish. And they've got all these things caught up in what being selfish means. And that means I'm a bad mother and I have to put everybody else's needs before my own. All this is resulting in is an entire generation of women who are saying yes to everyone else, but they are exhausted and the resentment is toxifying or making toxic every single relationship they have. I know many women who secretly or sometimes overtly resent their children because they need so much from them. Now, of course, children need their mothers. They need parents. But they don't often need them to the extent that we give ourselves to them. We can say no to putting their milk in three different types of cups. They can take the first one. So there is all these inbuilt mechanisms that keep us trapped and keep us stuck. There's a reason that I'm talking about no as such a vital piece of the puzzle that we need to learn how to do. Is because no matters more now. And by this, I mean in a post-COVID era, there's some very, very strong emerging trends I am seeing, given I talk to and work with thousands of women from this very specific cohort. These are women typically with big jobs, with demanding jobs towards the top of the hierarchical ladder, juggling families. And what we are starting to see is this convergence of a number of different trends. The first trend is that work volumes are increasing. And by that, I mean there's less budget because of the economic climate. People aren't being replaced. And if they do happen to have the headcount, they can't find the right person or they can't pay them what they want to be paid because of the cost of living. And so everyone is having to do more with less. And when you're a yes person and you're having to do more with less, what do you think is happening? Well, you're still saying yes to all the things, and those yes things are piling up and piling up and piling up and piling up. And the answer seems to be to work harder or later or longer. And that is not working. On top of that, so you've got this environment of fewer resources, you've also got now most organizations who have offices have some form of hybrid working arrangements. So you've gone back to the office likely if you work in an office, maybe a couple of days a week, maybe you're back full time, depends on your circumstances. But what this hybrid life has now done is, yes, it can be great to take your UGG boots off and put some real clothes on and go and socialize. I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all, but I'm saying now you've had this world that was predominantly work from home for quite a while, and now we've gone back, but we haven't adjusted our behaviors or expectations or reinforced our boundaries. So when you're hybrid and then you leave the office because you've got to come pick up a child or put them to bed, and then you're back on the couch again, and then you're home and then you're doing the washing and being like a demon and saying yes to all these extra things that you've probably picked up because in theory you weren't commuting. But in reality, more women have just taken on even more, and now they're adding on a commute a couple of days a week on top of that. So you've got increasing work volumes, you've got hybrid work, and what this is resulting in is mass overwhelm. Because on the personal front, so that's the work front, on the personal front, you've now got everything back in peak, let's call it activity four. Everything is back. All the seasons are back. And I know many families that coming off the back of COVID when they couldn't do things for a few years have picked up some extra stuff because their kids missed out on sport for a few years or piano lessons for a few years. And so activities in for many, many families are almost greater than they were pre-COVID. So you've got this confluence of work has massively amped up. Personal life has massively amped up. And you keep saying yes to everything. And now because everything around you has amped up, there's more opportunities to continue to say yes to everything. So you say yes to everything. And because you say yes to everything, people keep asking. And then you get angry at those people because they asked you because they knew that you would say yes, but you really wanted to say no. It is nuts. And it is time that we need to stop it. You've heard these theories of the great resignation. And then there was the silent quitting. But what they, I believe, is now, we are now seeing, particularly in this cohort of women, is the great burnout. And it's not a great volcano that's burning out. It is this gradual, slow candle that is being burnt at both ends faster than ever before. We're talking mass rates of autoimmune diagnosis. We're talking about depression. We're talking about your relationships that are breaking down. And for most women, it's not, yes, they're the big external factors. We're talking about what happened to the joy? What happened to being fun? Instead of spending your life feeling guilty and doing everything for everyone else, not being able to actually recognize your own needs, not know what it is that you want because you've not even given yourself permission to know what it is you want. And so knowing all of this context, it's a pretty good chance you might be nodding right about now. I want to share with you one of my favorite strategies to say no. And I have just released The Art of Saying No Without Guilt, an ultimate guide for women. So there'll be details in the show notes below this. But it's time for me to start sharing some of these strategies with the broader world because so many women don't know how to do it. It's all well and good for me to give you scripts and I can give you examples and I can give you strategies, but you have to understand this conditioning. You have to understand why it's so hard for you to say no. And you really have to understand the importance of letting go of guilt and letting go of the shame and creating a new empowered meaning of no. Because on the other side of no is freedom. I know that's a big call and something big to say, but when you learn to say no, you actually now get what you want in life. You get to prioritize what's important to you. You get to have time and energy and headspace for what really matters, not for things that you feel like you should be doing, you feel obligated to do. This is when life completely turns around and it is literally the ticket to freedom. So my favorite saying no strategy is actually not the word no. So we can avoid all of this conditioning. And this is just one of the strategies that I share in my saying no guide. So my favorite saying no strategy is called yes, but. And by this, I mean, you can say yes to something, but you then need to say no to something else. Yes, I can bake cupcakes for the school fete, but I'm going to come off that committee.
Oh,
you got to say yes, but you put a condition on it so that that yes is going to work for you. Because too often we say yes with no conditions and we end up not only baking the cupcakes, organizing the bloody stall, buying all the ingredients for everybody else, doing all the marketing, sticking it up on the school Facebook page, putting in the newsletter, then we're counting the money, then we're taking it to the bank. We take on so much. How is there then this opportunity for you to say, yes, I can get you that report by Friday, but this other piece of work you want is going to have to wait till next week? Imagine the freedom of not saying yes to everything that you are asked to do. And if you do want to say yes, you can say, yes, I can join that project team, but I'm going to have to push this project out. Yes, I can pick up the kids, but you're going to have to do the grocery shopping. This is a yes, but is such a powerful strategy because it's going to help you understand what your capacity and capability is. You have to leave something in the tank for you. And this is what yes, but does. Such a simple strategy. It's two words. Yes, you know, I can organize the party, but I want you to take the dog to the vet. Yes, I can, you know, stay back late this evening to help out with this work function, but I'm going to come in late tomorrow. And saying yes, but puts you back in this beautiful place of authority. One of the things I teach women how to do is to become a woman of influence. And a woman of influence manages her energy. She manages her capacity. And in order to do that, you have to be a guardian of it. You need to use tools and you need to use language that's going to support you to do this. So my challenge for you today is to try a yes, but in one part of your life. If you're a people pleaser, if you find it difficult to say no, if you worry about feeling guilty, then I'm pretty sure there's going to be something in the next 24 to 48 hours that you can say a yes, but to. Even if it's a child who says, can you get me an extra glass of water? Yes, but I want you to put your plate in the dishwasher. Freedom for you. That is my wish for you today. And while you're at it, if you like my yes, but, there are four other strategies in the Ultimate Saying No Guide. You can visit balanceinstitute.com/saying no to download your free guide full of tools, full of resources, and one of the many things that I'm delighted to be sharing with you. I look forward to hearing all about your yes, buts. Have a go at implementing the strategy, and I'll see you again here soon. Before we go, in case you missed it, I wanted to make sure you had that link to grab your free must-have guide, The Art of Saying No Without Guilt. You can visit balanceinstitute.com/saying no. Lots of practical tips, beautiful information on conditioning, and I want you to be able to embrace the freedom of saying no. Let's help you reclaim your time, boost your energy, and create a life with true balance. That's balanceinstitute.com/saying no. Enjoy the guide, and we'll see you next time on the Balance and Beyond podcast.